This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at sometime Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The 2020 census numbers are out, and it states America has 331 million people. With the numbers comes a shift in political representation. While Texas and Florida will gain additional seats in Congress, California and New York will lose seats. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Census Bureau announced the first set of data from the 2020 census on Monday, showing the U.S. population now tops 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest rate of growth since the 1930s. The number is also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, 1 of 6 states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. The average population of a congressional district will also increase by more than 50,000 people to around 761,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There are basically three types of law enforcement agencies: local, state, and federal. Local law enforcement agencies include police and sheriff's departments. State agencies include state or highway patrol. Federal agencies include FBI and the Secret Service. Former North Carolina Congressman and Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News police reform could have been accomplished by now if it hadn't been blocked by Democrats politicizing America's policing reform under the Trump administration.
President Trump brought in community leaders, law enforcement together last summer. It was a beautiful thing. I was there in the room when he brought these folks together and say, we can actually get police reform done. But what happened is the Democrats started making it a lot more not only politically important to their side, they started siding with the leftist activists. It's taken him 100 days to show his true colors, that he's against law enforcement. He's not willing to stand up for the men and women in blue.
As some politicians are demanding to defund the police, crime is spiraling out of control in major cities across America. Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
To me, you cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places. You cannot have true justice when a young kid can get stopped for an expired tag and then end up getting shot.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. We've got Dr. John Lott joining us. He is the author of many books, author of More Guns, Less Crime. I know that that's counter the narrative because what happens when it, not only in the absence of fact and truth, opinion reigns, but even purposeful ignorance of the truth and facts. I mean, this is what's happening when it comes to our Second Amendment right. What's happening with guns is that the emotions are running so high in such a way that they really are rendering us less intellectual. We're really dumbing ourselves down in this process in not wanting to get the whole truth and nothing but. And this is why I've been grateful from day one. You know, my relationship with Dr. Lott has gone on for years. I'm so grateful for this because he comes every time on the show being a bearer of truth and the facts, which is what we need to hear. And it's difficult because, you know, Dr. John Lott is one man. Yes, there's other alliances that are out there trying to push the truth, but the mainstream media. And we still cannot underestimate the power of the mainstream media. And I'm not talking necessarily cable TV. I'm talking the major networks. The narrative that they have bought into, and it is a narrative. It's not fact-based. It's about what feels, what they think. You know, let's ignore the facts that John Lott brings to the discussion, and let's just come up with our own ideas about what should happen about, you know, gun controls and why... You know, John really has blessed us all by documenting gun control myths with his book, how politicians, the media, and botched studies have twisted the facts on gun control. I mean, if you twist the facts, they're no longer the facts. They're just a lie, aren't they, Dr. Lott?
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, and as you say, it's more than just the news shows. If you watch any of the cop shows on entertainment television, you get a very twisted view of how things work. I mean, you have, it looks like about 80% literally of the criminals on television, TV shows have machine guns. The, you know, police on the show are constantly referring to them as AR-15s or other things when they're nothing of the sort. You know, they have, if you look at defensive gun uses, to the extent that they're shown at all on TV over the last decade or more, something always goes wrong. The person either has their gun taken away from them, which in real life really doesn't happen, to, you know, accidentally shooting a loved one. or, you know, getting in the way of the cops doing their job. But time after time, you will not see somebody successfully use a gun to be able to protect themselves or others.
How many really, thousands of incidences, John, to that point, that exact point, do we have an idea, do we have the numbers that tell us how often a situation is abated because you have a good person with a gun defending their family and their property?
You know, it's about 2 million times a year. That's about 4 or 5 times more frequently guns are used to stop crime than guns are used in the commission of crime. But, you know, you watch a TV show and you would have absolutely no clue that's the relationship that's going on there.
2 million times a year estimated where a good person with a gun abates an evil one with a gun and they go away. And, of course, you and I have talked about this endlessly and we will continue to do this because we have to counter the narrative. And that is that when you get in these gun-free zones, they actually are putting a target on their businesses, on their areas. And then this is what, you know, some of these businesses, schools and that are learning the hard way after people have died unnecessarily because of this, you know, this squishy idea that, if we make this a gun-free zone, like as if the perpetrators obey the law, right?
Right. Well, you know, look, these attackers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to try to kill as many people as they can. If they go to a place where their victims are defenseless, they're going to be more successful in killing people. And whether you read the diaries or look at all the types of statements that these killers leave behind, it's very clear that they're thinking through these things. The successful attackers go to places where their victims are defenseless. And if you know, you may have one police officer there to try to defend it, but having a police officer there in uniform, they have an incredibly difficult job.
Yes.
They don't know who might be hiding a weapon there. And if the attacker goes ahead, who do you think the first person that they're going to go after is going to be?
Of course.
It's going to be the officer.
Yeah.
You know, having somebody in uniform there is kind of like having somebody with a neon sign that says, shoot me first.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that once they kill the officer, who's the sole person who has a gun there, then they have free rein to go after other people. If you actually have concealed carry in those places, it makes the job of the officer safer.
Exactly.
The reason is because these attackers know then mm-hmm. that once they reveal their position and start going after the officer, they have to worry that somebody behind them or to the side, somebody that they have no idea, you know, which person might be able to go and stop them, is going to be able to react and stop them from doing the crime that they're doing.
And this is the thing, again, in terms of narrative that's not being put out there responsibly by the media, and that is a majority of gun owners are extremely responsible. They're at the range. They're practicing. They're taking classes. They may not be on the range as often as a police officer, but they're serious because they understand the consequences of once you release a bullet down range, you own that bullet. And
right.
You're probably in a situation, even in a defense where you're defending your family and your property, you're probably looking at, what, $8,000 to $12,000 in legal fees just from the get-go, aren't you?
Oh, at least. Look, one thing that people realize is that if they go and use their gun improperly, they can become a felon,
mm-hmm.
and their life will be dramatically changed. I mean, it's not just prison, but it's lost business licenses, lost professional licenses, you know, their ability to go and get jobs later on in their profession will be destroyed. These people have a lot at stake. And
mm-hmm.
and when you look at civilians using guns, they do so reticently because
yes.
they know the stakes that are involved. You know, it's not you go and look at the data. What you find is that police officers are convicted of firearms offenses at about 1/20th the rate of the general population. But permit holders are convicted of firearm-related violations at about just 1/10th the rate that police officers are, or about 1/200th mm-hmm. the rate of the general population. So it's pretty hard to find any other group in the population that's as law-abiding as concealed handgun permit holders. These people realize that they have a lot at stake, and that if they do something wrong, they don't have the protections that police officers have in terms of liability type of rules.
Exactly.
And they can easily become a felon.
Well, John, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court taking up the gun control case within New York City limits. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is the address. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. You know, Democrats' gun policies are long on ideology. But when it comes down to fulfilling their promise, they continue to fail because they reject common sense and ignore science and the facts. It's all an emotionally based argument. It's not fact-based. And on top of that, whenever they try to, you know, give you some facts, you know, as John Laud, Dr. John Laud has written about, you know, they twist them. You know, there is a, you know, it's like dealing with your kids. When you know your kids are lying to you, it just doesn't set right in your spirit. And fortunately, there's enough reasonable people still in America today that know when they're being bamboozled. And when we have an issue that is, you know, straight out of our U.S. Constitution, like our Second Amendment right, you know, let's deal with the facts. And this is why we appreciate Dr. John Laud from the Crime Prevention Research. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Help me out here, John. The
Crime Prevention Research
Center. Yes, Crime Prevention Research Center. All of a sudden, my brain went Dr. Fauci on you. Sorry. Anyway, he's here to, you know, give us the facts here. And you know, John, I did want to talk about the Supreme Court. I mean, a year ago, almost to the day, the Supreme Court said, "No, we don't want to pick this up." But you know, here we are, 12 months later. And like I say, to the day, they're saying, no, we're going to address this issue finally, right?
Right. Yeah, well, it's been 11 years, and it'll be 12 years before they finally reach a decision on this since they've dealt with a gun case. Mm. And the main reason for that has apparently been John Roberts. You have four justices can grant cert, which means grant a hearing for a case. And there have been four conservative Republicans who have wanted to go and bring a case. The problem has been John Roberts has basically indicated to both the four liberals that were on the court and the four conservatives that if anybody brings a case that he regards as controversial, like a gun issue, he will vote against them. It was only with Amy Coney Barrett put
right.
on the court last fall. That now there are five conservatives on the court. And, you know, this is long past time. The issue here is what do you have to prove to the government to be able to go and carry a gun for self-defense? You have 43 states, which are so-called right-to-carry or constitutional carry states, mm-hmm. where once you meet certain objective criteria, you're a certain age, you pass a criminal background check, you get your training, you pay your fees. But once you've done that, then they give you the permit to be able to go and carry. There are seven states, including New York and California and New Jersey and Maryland, that you have to demonstrate that you have a good reason. You have to do all the other stuff, but then you have to demonstrate that you have a good reason to have a gun for protection. And what you find is that outside of California, New York, and New Jersey, you have over 9.5% of the adult population has a permanent concealed handgun. When you include the 20 constitutional carry states where you don't need a permit, it's something way above that
exactly.
actually are allowed to carry. But in the states where you have to go and ask permission, you only have, you know, 0.2% or 0.1% of the adult population being allowed to carry. And it's more than just the number of people who are able to carry. You also see a big mix, big change in the mix of people who get it. So, for example, a few years ago, I was able to get the list of all the names for the concealed carry permit holders in Los Angeles County. There was only like 216 adults getting a permit out of an adult population of about 8.5 million.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, nationwide, about a third of permit holders are women. In Los Angeles County, it was only 7%.
Mm.
Nationwide, about 14% of permit holders are black. That's a little bit more than their share of the population. In Los Angeles County, it's only about 6.5%. Los Angeles County is 54% Hispanic. But only 6% of the permit holders are Hispanic. Now, is it just that women in Los Angeles County don't have stalkers, don't face crime? No, that's not the case. It's not like poor blacks in Watts or other areas in Los Angeles don't face crime. Of course they do. It's just that when you give people the power to determine whether or not somebody has a good reason, the Democrats who are in charge of making those decisions in these states decide that the only people that they think have a good reason are basically powerful, well-connected white males who give lots of money to political campaigns.
Exactly.
And the same thing is true with New York City. The people who get it are basically heads of labor unions or the publisher of the New York Times. Now, is it great that those people are able to protect themselves? Sure. But if my research convinces me of anything, the very people who need the ability to protect themselves the most are the ones who are most likely victims of violent crime.
Exactly.
That overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas. You make them have to go through this process, and they're not going to be the ones who get it. And it's more than that. You know, Democrats claim that they care about the poor, they care about minorities. But we're in a world right now where they're trying to defund the police. And then at the same time, they say, well, or they're not, they have prosecutors who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. At the same time, they won't let those people go and defend themselves. I'll give you one other example. Compare Illinois to Indiana. You have two states that are right next to each other. Indiana, which is a heavily Republican state, over 20% of the adult population has a concealed carry permit. In Illinois, a heavily Democratic state, only 3% do. Why is that? Well, there's a simple reason. That's just the cost. In Illinois, it costs $450 to go through the process to get a concealed handgun permit. In Indiana, it's $12.95. You make it a lot more costly, a lot fewer people are going to get it. But you also, again, change the mix. In Illinois, it's basically wealthy white males who live in the suburbs. In Indiana, you have a much higher rate of blacks and Hispanic poor people being able to go and legally carry a gun for protection. You know, so, and that's not the only thing. In Chicago, you can't get training. You're not allowed to take your permanent concealed handgun with you on public transportation. If you're a poor black who lives in Chicago, and you don't own a car, you have to go and borrow somebody's car to travel well outside the city for at least 2, 3, or 4 days, depending on how you're able to set up the training. It's kind of like they went through everything they could to make it so that poor minorities weren't able to go and get a permit to be able to go and carry.
And so what's their remedy? They got to wait for the police to show up, minutes later?
They have to wait for the police.
Yeah,
but at the same time, in Chicago and these other places, they make it so that the police have a very difficult time doing their job.
It's almost like they want to call the herd here, John. And I was thinking about that this morning, as a matter of fact, thinking, what are they doing? Are they buying into what Bill Gates, population control, that somehow that there's no big deal about. You know how many people die every weekend in Chicago, just black on black shooting. But we don't want to talk about that, and we want to focus on some exceptions here. And overstep this. This is it's ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, again, it's one thing to say you care about people. So like when Biden had his presentation about different types of gun control laws, He bemoaned, and rightly bemoaned, the big increase in homicides that we saw last year, and how so much of the increase occurred in urban areas which are heavily black and Hispanic. And he said we need to do something. But his only discussion was that somehow there was a change in gun control last year that caused the spike. I wish somebody would go and point to whatever happened with gun control laws last year, because I don't know of any big change that would explain the spike. Instead, it's pretty obvious to me. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that if you hit, release more than 50% of...
We got to leave it there.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at some time Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
It's kind of the way our life is right now, right? Hang in there. Trust God. That's what we've been saying, because he is in control. There's no surprise here. We know that things are going to change, and just hang in there. We just, as Danny Gokey says, just haven't seen it yet. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Sergeant Jeff McGreevy, the program development manager for 911 at Ease International, joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good morning. Semper Fi, buddy. Joined the Marine Corps at 17. I'm reading about you. How much fun was that?
Semper Fi.
Yeah.
That was the time of my life. I was scared to death, too.
Well, of course. Well, that'll do it to you. You see, the big fear for me was being raised by nuns, so that conditioned me for the Marine Corps at MCRD in San Diego. So by the time I put my feet in those footprints on the tarmac, I was well conditioned by the nuns. I was thankful for them. So, I mean, it wasn't a piece of cake. It was still a challenge. But anyway, so here you are. You joined the Marine Corps. You're in the police academy at the age of 21. Wow, what a career, huh?
It was pretty amazing. I really got lucky. I worked hard too, but things just lined up for me, and I just always wanted to serve. My grandfather was in the Marine Corps in World War II, and he was one of my heroes. And I just wanted to follow in his footsteps and serve my country.
Well, and here you are continuing to serve your country with, you know, with 9/11. Explain to our audience 9/11 at Ease International. What's going on?
Yeah, the At Ease program is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization that was started by Sergeant Mike McGrew from the Santa Barbara Police Officers Association. And we created a foundation so that police officers could get confidential, trauma-informed counseling at no cost. So we created a fund so that our local heroes, our police officers, our firefighters can get the help that they need when they need it. And what we do now is we've expanded over the last 6 or 7 years to where we're covering not only the first responder, but their family, so their wife, husband, children, and then our retired first responders as well. So it's really an amazing program, and we're saving some lives and saving some careers, because there's so much that's been going on in this last year and a lot of stress, and our first responders are on the front line dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, in light of what's been going on, this whole movement of defunding police, the lack of respect of law and order, the breakdowns that are happening across the country, what we see on TV, this thing's, you know, it's become almost a pandemic in and of itself, hasn't it?
It's been really trying for the last, you know, 13, 14 months for the American police officer, because they've been bearing the brunt of the civil unrest, and then, you know, dealing with the pandemic before that. So the fear of getting sick or infecting their families with something that we didn't really understand in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then having the flashpoint in Minneapolis where it just really, a lot of people have turned against their police officers. Mm-hmm. And they go to work every day to serve.
Jeff, explain to our audience how that reverberates, you know, when we see on TV, whether it's Minneapolis or other urban cities that are having this kind of unrest and these alleged mostly peaceful protests that are taking place. How does that reverberate to other cities and other police units?
I'll give you a great example. So, you know, Minneapolis was the flashpoint, but I worked in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And what happened is it created a tremendous amount of tension, because police officers were being targeted just because of the uniform that they wore. And you had people that were just vilifying all law enforcement for the actions of a couple of people. Mm-hmm. And that's what the sad thing is that, you know, there's over 900,000 law enforcement officers in this country, but the actions of a couple of them caused communities to start protesting and in some cases attacking police officers. And what happens is it creates tension between the public and the police. Mm-hmm. And the officers are going to be on heightened alert when they're out. It's already a dangerous job going, yes, out into dangerous neighborhoods and dealing with gang members and crimes in progress and domestic violence calls. And, you know, no one's talking about the mental health challenges that we were dealing with for the last 5 years and how that's been impacting,
exactly,
communities with homelessness and mm-hmm, mental health. That's already very stressful. And we want to help these people, but they also can be very unpredictable and dangerous at times. And mm-hmm, so now you compound the COVID, then the civil unrest of where, you know, police officers really had to be on guard. And what we want to do is just be able to have good relationships with the community. And I felt really blessed in the community that I lived in that the majority of the people supported the police. Mm-hmm. But that takes trust. And unfortunately, there's some communities where there's not as much trust between the police department and the community. And those are just things that just take long-term relationship building between the leadership of the police departments and the fire departments and local stakeholders in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you say, we're starting to have and have been, you know, for the last 10 years, these random attacks and the ultimate display of disrespect of law and order. I mean, you had a couple of police officers there in Los Angeles that were in their unit and were ambushed, you know, so we have a lot of reports of ambushes. And, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, I mean, how many millions of contacts does police officers across the country have with citizens on an annual basis?
Millions and millions and millions, and less than, you know, I don't want to misquote the data, but I know that the police department department I worked at in Southern California did a study on how many contacts we had, how many uses of force, and it was like 0.001% resulted. There were, there's a use of force and an injury against the person. So that means that more than 99% of the time, the police officers come and they investigate, or they just come out and talk to people and try and help them with the situation that they're dealing with, the challenges. Nobody calls the police when they're having a good day. People don't call the police to come to their house because they want to just have coffee. Something's wrong. They've got a neighbor problem, or they're having a problem with someone in their house, and they're calling because they need some help. So more than 99% of the time, nothing happens because those good police officers come, they help the people the best they can, and then they go on and you know, on a 10-hour shift, they probably help 10 or 15 families get through some challenges.
But as you say, you know, psychologically, what's happening with some people in this era of COVID, where they've gotten so depressed, there could be mental issues come into place where, you know, people are at the end of their rope, and next thing you know, you've got this perfect storm, you know, and then you got, not to mention, you know, how many times do we have a situation where it's suicide by police, where you've got somebody who just wants to give up their life, and they figure, okay, the way I'm going to go out is be shot by a police officer.
Right. And, you know, we just had an incident in Santa Barbara County about 3, going on 4 weeks ago, where that same situation happened, where a young person in their 20s made a fake 911 call and said there was a person with a gun on a particular street, and they described themselves. And when the officers got there, they walked into an ambush, unfortunately, and this person, they didn't have a gun, but they had a knife, and they ran at that. They were facilitating their own suicide.
Right.
And it was a terrible, terrible situation. But these things happen, and it's really sad. You know, think about if you could imagine being the police officer that was going where you thought there was some kind of violent act, or you're trying to prevent a violent act, but then you get attacked by a person that's trying to facilitate their own death, and then now you've got to live with that after the fact. It's a terrible burden that we put on our police officers, but they do it day in and day out with car accidents and house fires and violence that they see on a daily basis, where people are victimized, and over time there's a cumulative effect of that. And you were talking about the mental stress with our first responders. You know, throughout my career, there was 5 of my colleagues that took their own life, and it's a tragic situation, and we're trying to do better. We want to be able to have better resources for our police officers and our firefighters to keep them strong, and that's what we do at the Eddies program.
Well, Sergeant Jeff McGreevy, we appreciate the time. If somebody needs to be in touch with you, we've got about 10 seconds. How can they be in touch with you?
Go to our website, 911AEI.org, 911AEI.org, and support us. Check us out.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217, 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. Love to hear from you. Let's keep the conversation going. You know, AOC says the Biden administration has exceeded progressives' expectations. I mean, think about that. Here it is. Policies that even in the primary season, the Democrats tried to sell to the Democratic Party. Maybe if they were lucky, a third of those of the people of their own constituency said, OK, I'm for that. But two thirds said, not interested. Get it out of here. But yet here AOC says the Biden administration has exceeded progressives' expectations. Make you wonder, OK, what exactly is your expectations? We know the Green New Deal is all part and parcel. You know, this spending that has been going on, I mean, it is unbelievable. It's pulverizing our economy. It will end up pulverizing us down the road, you know, whether it's our economy, I believe even our national security. And when it comes to fiscal responsibility, most agree he has exceeded their expectations as well. Tom Borelli is with us, the climate change and energy expert and contributor with Real America's Voice. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Great to be back with you.
Hey, always good to have you on the show, Tom. You know, as we were saying, you know, AOC says the Biden administration has exceeded their expectations. That's maybe why you know, so many people today, you know, will say to me, I didn't vote for him. I'm going, well, somebody did. I mean, according to the results that we're told that we must believe in, some 85 million, you know, voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of those people aren't going to be standing up, waving their hands and doing the victory lap because they see what the Biden real progressive agenda is, and the fact that Representative Ocasio-Cortez is pleased really means that he is driving their progressive agenda. And with respect to energy, he did that right from the start. Mm-hmm. Remember,
yes.
He canceled the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline right from the start. That was 11,000 jobs. And, you know, Ms. Green New Deal Ocasio-Cortez really doesn't like fossil fuels at all. So that was part and parcel of what she wants. And we now know this infrastructure plan is essentially a Green New Deal plan in disguise.
Yes.
Money for electric vehicles, money for charging stations, all with the goal of trying to somehow get to zero net emissions of carbon dioxide sometime out in the future.
Yeah, but not that far out in the future, though, Tom. I mean, they're talking, in less than 10 years, you're going to get to zero emissions. I mean, what world are you operating in? And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to do this while we're trying to manage a $30 trillion indebtedness, not to mention all the other commitments that our government, or we say our government, but it's us, we the taxpayers, are liable for. How are we going to make this kind of conversion that we've been playing with for decades right now, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of gold in them thar hills?
Well, sure, Bill. But what they're really doing, it's a command-and-control approach to almost mm-hmm. every policy because, as we know, the people in Washington, D.C., they know it all.
Mm-hmm.
And us general common people don't know anything, and we should just sit in the corner and shut up. But to your point, the debt is exploding. They want to do more of it. And when it comes to energy, I think not enough attention is really given to the foreign policy, national security concerns
mm-hmm.
about Biden trying to fundamentally transform our energy infrastructure.
Yeah.
We know that Russia makes a lot of its money on oil and natural gas. That's their big export.
Right.
I think it's something like 60-70%, something in that range.
Yeah, they're basically a gas station. That's what they are. So.
Correct.
Right.
And when under former President Trump, we were the energy independent and the leader mm-hmm. in natural gas and oil exports. But that is certainly at risk. So mm-hmm. as we do this fundamental transformation, it works right into Russia's hand, and it also works into Iran's hands as well. Mm-hmm. And it is just, you know, so frustrating to watch this go on. And related to that is that Biden wants to keep troops in Germany, our U.S. troops in Germany. Meanwhile, you know, Angela Merkel, she's working a deal to buy natural gas from Russia.
Right, still. Yes, exactly.
So we're supposed to be defending mm-hmm. Germany from Russia, yet she's supplying Russia with German money.
Mm-hmm.
It makes absolutely no sense. Former President Trump is the only one to call that out.
Exactly. He called her out on that, and it put the brakes to the situation because it was such a, you know, I mean, it was absolutely silly and dangerous and with what she was doing. I mean, the very thing that she was doing was aiding and abetting the enemy, wasn't she?
Correct.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yeah. No, it's absurd. I mean, this whole thing. But you see, this is what, again, these Democratic policies, and it is. This is not Republican. These are Democratic policies. And to sacrifice our energy independence in, you know, like so many things that Biden could have done, as Donald Trump said the other night, is just leave things. If you'd have just left things alone,
exactly.
You know, you'd have been better off. But, you know, at every turn, because he hates Trump so bad, and it's a combination of hating Trump. And the other thing is just, you know, reasonable policies that the Trump administration had put into play, regardless of what the mainstream media would want to say. I mean, and always trying to suggest that Trump was lying at every turn about it. But every time it's like, you know, I said, well, who told you that Trump lied? You know, and where did he lie? And when you try to have that discussion with the left, it's just an emotional result. And it's always, well, you know, you get canceled. They don't want to talk to you. And, you know, the discussion's over. But meanwhile, then you go to your separate corners. They believe that Trump lied. And we know that he didn't. Because whether we're talking about Russia and Russia interference, that we spent $70 million to prove that there was no interference, that he, you know, that was all part of the resistance and, you know, what they did to this country and this administration for 4 years, how they resisted and did an incredible amount of damage. I can't imagine if the American people were really, to your point, fully aware of the manipulation and, you know, the interference that Democrats purposely did in really, you know, violating people's vote. They voted for Donald Trump. We wanted to have a true CEO in the Oval Office, and there was some great benefit, an obvious, I believe, an obvious display of difference of what happens when you have, you know, a junior senator coming into the White House who knows very little about business, if anything at all, versus somebody who knows a lot about business. I mean, there were some really common sense, practical things that were being affected, yes, even by executive order. But look what happened. Look at unemployment rate. Look at, you know, energy independence. Look at our southern border secure. All these positive. Oh, and you know, you talk about what's happening on the foreign scene. He teed up for the Biden administration a peace accord in the Middle East with five Arab nations that, you know, that he's all but unplugged.
You know, and listeners, this is only April.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're just at 100 days, ladies and gentlemen.
We're just 100 days, right? The 100 days horror show. And they're setting us up really to fail. And also, China's got to be thrilled.
Oh, my goodness,
with
yes.
Biden getting us back into the climate change accord, because as energy prices go up, jobs are going to be moving overseas because that's where it's going to be easier and cheaper.
Of course.
To produce things. Biden wants to increase the corporate tax to higher than the international average. He's just setting all these pieces together, and it's going to be harder to unwind some of these things once they get in place, so to speak. And that's why Representative Ocasio-Cortez is thrilled with Biden.
Of course. Well, and so is Barack Obama. Barack Obama told a reporter that when he was asked if he wanted a third term, would he, you know, be interested in a third term? He goes, not really, but if I could have the ear of one in the Oval Office and be able to direct policy that way, that could be fun. And it seems like Barack Obama is having a lot of fun these days, Tom.
Well, he certainly is. And look at the team that former President Trump put in, a lot of business leaders in the executive branch of government. And look what President Biden's doing. He's bringing that same old team, John Kerry.
Right.
Who's the climate envoy. What are those globalist-sounding terms? And now there's claims that he told Iran that Israel is behind trying to get rid of their nuclear program. If that's true, way to go, John Kerry.
Well, like Iran needed a memo? Did Iran really need a memo to know that? I mean, it's like,
right, exactly.
You know, big secret you're exposing here. I mean, everybody on the planet that has breath knows that Israel is not interested in Iran. They've made it really clear and even met with, you know, Barack Obama and trying to get air support so they could take out those centrifuges, right?
Right. And then we have lying Susan Rice. I think she's the head of domestic policy. Mm-hmm. Who's probably got the red phone right to former President Obama's basement.
Yes.
That could be the chain of command.
Right, exactly.
That you were speaking of before.
Yeah, that's where HQ is at. HQs reside in the basements of, you know, a couple of different places, whether it's there just outside of D.C. real close or anywhere the president happens to be, because... You know, that's the new modern office, is you got to have a basement with a lid. You know, Tom, I'm telling you. That's the way it goes. Dr. Tom Borelli has been with us, climate change energy expert right here. Thank you, Tom.
A sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.